Nathan's got a family drama issue. Tell everybody what's going on, Nathan. We'll give you some advice on Love or List Him. What's up?
My dad is going behind my back and messing around with my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
I know.
I get it from an ex-girlfriend because she's wanting to be vindictive probably, but your dad? I mean, really?
Well, I don't understand his intentions. I broke up with her only a month ago. But the real thing is that he hasn't told me, so...
Oh, so he's talking to her behind your back.
Yeah, I had to find out from a mutual friend, and I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I can tell you're really upset by this. I mean, this is hard news to hear that your dad is betraying that father-son trust.
Yeah, and, you know, when we were breaking up and everything, he was kind of like, you can lean on me, he kind of had my back, but come to find out, he was actually going behind my back instead. I mean, I probably could have seen this coming.
Why?
Well, he would flirt with her all the time. I don't know.
Your dad was flirting with your girlfriend while you were dating her?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I didn't really read it as that then, but now, kind of in hindsight, it kind of, it makes sense. You know, he was always really, into her.
Is your dad normally somebody who would flirt with your girlfriend?
No, this is the first time.
So when you look back on this, what were those red flags?
He kept inviting both of us over to his house for stuff, which was kind of weird. And then, like I said, the flirting, and he was kind of even a little handsy.
Oh, no.
I mean, at times.
But it's it's dad, he's harmless, he's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it didn't cross my mind at the time. But here's what he doesn't know. She's a complete user.
In what way?
She's a gold digger. She dates you until she drains your bank account and then moves on. Turns out she's got a history of dating guys, you know, with money. But luckily, I didn't have any money, so she obviously moved on. But my dad does. And I know for a fact that she got caught twice tampering with birth control to get, you know, pregnant with a dude who could pay her bills.
Oh, no. So she's like, yeah, the son is okay, but the dad has money. I'm just going to move along to that.
I think that may have been why we actually broke up. I mean, I know that wasn't what she said, but now and again, looking back, it's probably why.
So what do you do with that? I mean, do you sit on that knowledge or share it? I mean, why save the guy?
That's the thing. I mean, I'm kind of mad at him. So do I tell him or I don't know.
Oh, so he never once asked why things didn't work out. He was just maybe too happy to hear that you broke up.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
What should I do there? Should I tell my dad or no?
Or does he just deserve to be screwed over?
Yeah.
Well, it could be your future inheritance, so let's think twice about this.
Oh, yeah.
And also your future mother-in-law. Have some respect. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, my gosh. Or maybe your new baby brother or sister.
Can you imagine if she was in your life permanently because she is the mother to your sibling, your stepmom?
Yeah.
And you fooled around with your stepmom.
Oh, you probably did more than fool around with your stepmom.
You sickle.
Oh, man.
So do you tell your dad or do you get him burned a little bit and, you know, let her screw him over financially? I don't know. Do you save the man from himself?
I don't know how you can when the stabbing in your back is hurting so much from him just betraying you.
Let's get calls from listeners. Would you tell dad or not at all? It's amazing to see on text messages that people are saying, so what? Let dad have his fun. What? You're okay with this? I am blown away that people are not outraged that Nathan's dad is now sleeping with his ex-girlfriend behind his back. He's not even man enough to say, hey, I know you've moved on, but I haven't.
I haven't, and I love her.
It's his father.
Yes.
Ugh.
And she's a gold digger to know this about her and to be like, let him have his fun. Really? Okay. This is what we call a big ol' woof. Someone texted in. Another one. Watch him burn.
Oh.
Well, maybe he'd learn his lesson.
Yeah. Okay, I can't wait to hear what people have to say about this. Let's go to Bree first. Hi, Bree.
Hey there. Oh, my goodness. I think definitely, definitely tell the father. There's no question in my mind, especially if this is not in his track record of dating the son's exes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's going through a midlife crisis. I mean, the son didn't see this coming, so toss him a bone, do him a favor, and do yourself a favor, too. You don't want this woman in your life.
No, you really don't, and that's the big thing. Don't even do it for your dad. Do it for yourself, because you don't want them to get tangled up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you imagine if this happened to you, your mom, with one of your ex-boyfriends?
That'd be horrible.
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to think about it.
I know. It's unreal.
Vicky Joe with Chad.
Oh, God. Ew.
Okay, let's go to Ryan. What are your thoughts on Love Merlistum?
Good morning. I say that he should tell his dad because it obviously sounds like he's better off without this woman. Like the last caller was saying, like in his life, definitely doesn't need to be part of his dad's life. And it is really, you know, kind of crappy that his dad did what he did. But dad's family, and he should kind of just suck it up, get over it, let his dad know. It doesn't mean he has to be happy about what happened at all, but he's better off without her.
Yeah, the whole tampering and poking holes in protection, that he didn't say that in the call, but that's what she does, Ryan. She pokes holes.
Yeah, she needs to
horrible.
Be far, far away from both of their lives, and so he should, you know, really be looking out for his dad despite how, you know, crappy it was.
Yeah, she's a damn snake. That's what she is. She's a snake. Awful. Okay, let's get to Kayleen. What do you say? Do you love her list? What do you do?
List them both. I cannot believe how calm he is about the situation. Like, my mind would be on fire. I would wish him good luck. Let this lady ruin your life. She's crazy. Mm-hmm. He's crazy. He has so much care for his dad's feelings, but like, did his dad have any care for his feelings?
Clearly no.
I don't think dad is thinking with his head.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe how calm people are about this. Like, I would be on fire.
I know. That's my reaction too. I'm looking at the text and they're like, you know what? Dad's going to do his thing. So what? What?
That is not how you should believe.
No. Oh, my goodness.
I know. A lot of people texting in, brutal honesty. Oh.
This would be worthy.
We bring Nathan on, get his dad on the phone, confront him, have him tell his dad the truth, and get his dad's reaction. Oh, this would be one I want a front row seat for.
Oh, man. I don't, because I just feel like if any other bad news came Nathan's way, that dude's already sounding pretty defeated.
You think to let it run its course, huh, Nick?
Yeah, definitely. If the dad's sleazy enough to do this, he's not going to listen to him. And if anything, it's just going to encourage him more.
Yeah.
So just kind of let it go. And the whole thing seems pretty gross.
Until she gets pregnant. And
well, then it ruins everybody's lives.
Yeah.
And then you better get a gift for him. That's what he should do, right?
Here's some text we got. I am outraged. List it. I'd sit him down with a file folder of info. Isn't dad breaking some sort of bro code? Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're just breaking just being a father code.
Yeah.
That you're just, this is so unacceptable.
Human code is being broken right now.
Yeah.
It's totally gross. The dad has it coming. Don't tell him. Just let him rot.
My favorite text so far says, just bring it up in casual conversation. I heard my ex is dating some old dude for his money.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Could you imagine dad's like, oh, that's weird. Could you pass Pop-Tarts? You're going to need to get out of here.
Hey, no. We're going to need to break up.
Grown men don't eat Pop-Tarts. They would never say pass.
Well, he's
the
not
Pop-Tarts.
A grown man because he's acting like a child, isn't he?
Okay, no, but he wouldn't do that. Boom, that's just you. I know you pulled that from your own experience.
He said, I'll take one of the Wildberry Pop-Tarts right there. God. Thank you very
wild
much.
Wildberry now?
Hey, dude, isn't there great?
Have you ever had it where you toast it and you put butter on it?
Oh.
Now, I know it sounds weird. It's amazing.
I know that I'm morbidly obese, but no, I don't put butter on my Pop-Tarts.
Oh, you need to try it.
I get that that's a fair question to ask somebody like me, but no, I don't put butter on my Pop-Tarts.
That's what Vicky Joe, my mama taught me.
Oh, God. God, you two are so gross sometimes.
There are times where I feel pretty gross, and then I hear about Dez's family, and I feel pretty good.
No.
That's an old Vicky Joe trick. She just slathers some butter on a Pop-Tart.
Okay, so I don't know what I hope Nathan figured out what to do with this, because I don't know what to make of all of it.
I don't either. This could end so badly.
Maybe just go home for the day, have a good cry session, and then think about what you're going to do. Maybe bring it up. I think the casual conversation would be great.
Yeah.
Just to be awkward and say that.
Okay, start there.
Yeah, start there.
I like that.